Hi there. So I am next up, also from the Public Health Foundation. I work very closely with Margie and Julia. I am a project manager within our Performance Management and Quality Improvement Unit. Today I'm presenting with Susan Fulmer, who is from the Carolina Department of Health and Environmental Control, going to be highlighting some quality improvement work that we did in South Carolina. So quickly today, I'm going to talk about some key components of what a quality improvement project is, and explain how a quality improvement project can lead to a culture shift. These two bullet points are really going to be highlighted in short videos that the Public Health Foundation made when we went down to South Carolina, did some training with them, and while we were there, we did a video shoot and we interviewed a lot of the people in the health department who are closely related to the quality improvement project. So that's really what we're most excited about today, is to share these two videos with you. And then I will, after the videos, touch very briefly on the role of quality improvement in preparing for public health accreditation, with some of you may be familiar with. So to start with, what is quality improvement in public health? And it's really using a defined structure to help you solve your problems. So how do you ask the right questions to get everyone on the same page that you can move forward with your initiatives? Quality improvement is really useful to help facilitate change within the department. It can help alleviate blame and saying, oh, you're doing that wrong, you need to, you know, you're a problem. And it's more about the process and highlighting what can be done in the process to get to better outcomes for your health department. So Susan will talk briefly about what it was like in South Carolina in terms of their STD process. So there was a problem that we use quality improvement to help solve.
No, it's okay.
I do theater, so I can project.
Great. I just wanted to let y'all know a little bit about the South Carolina Health Department system. It is a centralized state system. We have 8 public health regions and 46 counties. The state policy governs the action of the local health departments. And in South Carolina, I don't know how many of y'all are familiar with STD data, but we're high and everything is bad. And there were significant problems as concerning reduced budgets, reduced staffing, and increased need. I think we're very close to being number one, for example, in gonorrhea in the country. That's kind of the picture of the whole South. We realized we had to find a better way to better utilize the resources. We were getting some really good suggestions from some of our health regions where they were seeing where they were dealing with large numbers of clients. They were dealing with an appointment system, not so much dealing well with walk-ins. So there was some significant progress there. When we said, okay, what we've got to do is we've got to target the folks who are asymptomatic, because those folks were what was taking so much time. It's like, if we can get focus on the folks who are having symptoms, getting them in, but some way to streamline by targeting the asymptomatic folks.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
So from that end, here is a short, about 3.5-minute video about how quality improvement really helped increase effectiveness in South Carolina. Can we hear that, Bryn? Can you hear that?
We knew that we had customers that were waiting too long for sexually transmitted disease appointments. We knew that we did not have enough nursing staff to meet that demand. And we knew that we wanted better outcomes for our patients.
We really wanted to have a non-nursing model delivery separate from our clinic process to allow us to screen and test more patients, particularly the asymptomatic patients.
Quality improvement is a way in which people learn from each other and learn different skills and ways of doing things. QI definitely has allowed us to have a framework now by which we can impact changes that actually get all the right folks to the table, and that's something we needed.
When staff are involved in the decision-making process, they develop ownership and buy-in.
The staff really, really got interested when they had to identify all the working parts and the problems and the barriers and so forth. They were then able to see really up close and personal how involved that piece could become.